Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And we are lucky to be joined once again by, quite frankly, one of the good human beings doing great things for not just communities in St. Albans, but literally right across the country. It's Michael Wallace, the mighty Kickoff at Three organisation, on a national tour at the moment. And it's always, always a pleasure to have Michael in studio. How are you doing, Michael? How's things?
Hello, good afternoon, Tony. Thank you on behalf of the Kickoff at Three team, the family, Ashley Levin, and we now have to say RAF part of the Kickoff at Three family.
Soaring and swooping in, the RAF giving their, you know, part of their support to you guys.
Yes, RAF are massive supporters of Kickoff at Three. They've been watching what we've been doing for the last year, and we're humbled by their support, and we're now... developed a fantastic growing energy partnership and working together, collaborating to support communities, supporting young people. But there's never an I in what we're doing. It's always a we. So it's about we working cohesively. And let's not forget the other partners involved. We've got the Black Police Association, mm-hmm. massively supporting what we're doing. So it's about collaborating. The Violent Crime Board, co-chaired by Dr. Angela Herbert and Mr. Neville Lawrence. So these fantastic partners, we've got so many coming together for the good to support what we're doing.
Michael, I love your kind of philosophy, just generally speaking, and I love some of the key kind of mantras. One of those that kind of ties into this important connections that you are fostering now as the juggernaut Kickoff at Three continues to build momentum is the one that goes something like you go quickly alone, but you achieve more as a pack, as a collective. Just break that down a little bit to what that actually really means.
Well, break it down. It's something we quote now on a regular terms, actually a conference in 2017 where I was fortunate enough to be present at the National Black Police Association conference in Cheshire. And it was a fantastic quote that I heard, and it still sticks with me. And that's where we quote it thereafter, because it's about leaving a legacy of what you're doing. And that quote is, as you stated, it's you go fast alone, but you go so much further as a group. So to break it down, you can go very quickly alone. However, if you're working cohesively with a group, trusted, going forward, you can therefore go so much further. And I kind of break it down even further. You look at a lot of the African runners, the marathon runners, when you see them working together, running. You see sometimes others running alone, but they work together, helping each other, supporting them, and they sustain that energy, that pace for the long haul. So that's what Kickoff Three is. That is our ethos, is we're here for the long haul, not for here, not tomorrow, but thereafter. And whilst working with multiple charities, is creating that legacy, continuing on and on.
Michael, we here at Verum Sports love what you guys are all about. It's every single day, it would seem, but certainly every single week, you turn on the news. There's stories of tragic things happening with the youngsters and crime, whether that's knife crime, gang-related elements, what have you. And it just seems to me that this is a constant mantra or narrative. And the opportunities that Kickoff at Three provide for young people, both to engage with sport, art, all other kind of beautiful facets, and most importantly as well, totally integral men, women, disabled, all welcomed. Such a powerful project. Maybe though, this is the first time somebody's heard you here on Verum Sports. Just quickly take us back to the beginning and remind us, what is Kickoff at Three all about?
Okay, we need to really take it back to 2015, where we were humbled to meet the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, who are doing amazing work in their own right, spreading awareness about blood stem, registering the blood stem register, bone marrow, and spreading awareness about helping and supporting. So we saw what they were doing, and we wanted to spread that awareness, but using the power of football. So we approached the charity, Mr. Oren Lewis and Beverly DeGale, asked them if we can run a football tournament in support of the charity, the money raised goes to the charity. But the key factor, it's not about the money. It's about the awareness, getting young people and families sign up on the Bloodstem Register. So thereafter, we in 2016, we hosted a football tournament. We actually called the tournament, it was the ACLT Cup, mm-hmm. African Caribbean Leukemia Trust Cup, raising awareness. We had about 80 young people that turned up. 40 of them signed up on a Bloodstem and raised about £240. And therefore, we saw something quite magical in that.
Yeah.
And then we just took it a bit further. We took it to Barnet Borough. We had 150 people that turned up. There again, we named it the African Caribbean Leukemia Cup again to keep that kind of ethos, keep that kind of synergy, that legacy in spreading the key awareness. Key factor is 90% of the young people that turned up and played signed up on the Bloodstem Register. So that was fantastic. So then in turn, Ashley Levin and I, we said, look, this is something is working. So we took it forward to police, police and various organisations about working across London. And then in essence, we had a number of London boroughs that signed up. And then we started to get national interest. And then that's when really 2017 Kicker Free was born. And with that legacy, the various tournaments around the country, the winners from each tournament play in our national final. And we were humbled that the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust gave us even more of that working and trusting what we're doing. And they allowed us to name the cup after their son, Daniel DeGel, who unfortunately lost his life through leukemia. So it's very powerful what we're doing. But then we're combining now even further charities across the country where we're really and truly getting the local police forces to nominate a local charity.
Yep.
So you're therefore building up relationships in other communities. But it all stems back to the national final, which we'll be hosting this coming summer, the 7th of July at the Warren. I met police sports club, and that's where it's the country comes to London in memory of Daniel DeGel. It's about leaving a legacy, working together, not alone, multiple police forces who have believed in us, signed up to us, given us their commitment, and we're taking that forward as a partnership. And as you know, with the RAF coming in there and, or should I say, you said, soaring in there and supporting and believing in that energy and what we're doing.
Again, it's all about legacy. It's all about opportunity, and it's all about building and uniting and really creating a positive narrative. And more importantly than that, positive opportunities for young, old and all. I think it's so, so powerful. Definitely now it's a juggernaut, nationally, as you say. I know you've just been up in Durham. I know there's going to be events across in Northern Ireland. Again, massive support and appreciation for that. Where's the next one, Michael?
Okay, thank you for leading on to that very nicely. It was in Durham, sunny Durham this time. It was, I think Shaz and Lynn brought the sunshine with them, but it was a fantastic day up in Durham. Fantastic. The Wellfield School are our first national finalists. So congratulations to Wellfield School from Durham. But our next tournament coming up next weekend, we're in Cheshire. Cheshire Police, they're doing a fantastic... I have to give a big shout out to Fez, Paul, all the team down in Cheshire who, listen, watch this space, because they've had some massive good partners. Really good partners that have believed in this, and shall I say, all those young people that turn up and play, this opportunity still to register, they're in for a treat. I understand they've got some good goodies. We won't spoil it, but they should be pleasantly surprised with maybe what they might be running out in. Leave it as that.
I'll tell you what, Michael, you set the scene so brilliantly well. As always, many opportunities right across the country. Again, you can form a team on the day, you know, you get together. There is a slight cost, but it works out nominally about £3 a player, doesn't it? It's practically nothing. And all going to these amazing courses. Tell us, as always, critically, how can we learn more? What's the best way to engage with you?
Okay, we're on all social media platforms. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. You can find us, Google Kickoff at 3. Look at our website. We've Joe from Striking Places. Can't forget her. She's been massively supporting us with photography, but also supporting with some of our website design. But you can find us on www.kickoffat3. The at is at.co.uk. Let me repeat that again. It's www.kickoffat3. At at. .co.uk. Look at us, find us. We've also got Tip Off at 3. There's a Tip Off 3 page there where we're doing some massive things in basketball. So please, that's our other form of what we do. Shall I say the sister version of Kick Off 3, but we'll talk about that more. But you know that we're doing some fantastic things. So you will find us, look for us. There's a lot of media interest about what we're doing because, you know, we're tackling some key subjects here. About working together, supporting our young people. But also as well, please, I know we're short for time, but I really have to give a big thank you to Paul Canneville, who's massively supporting what we're doing.
Featured on Verum Sports a couple of times. Yeah, Chelsea's first black player, does great things through his foundation.
Massively. And a big thank you to Paul Canneville for supporting, believing what we're doing. And actually, Paul Canneville will be travelling with us. He will be up in Ipswich on the 27th of April. We'll be supporting the YMCA charity, Trinity Charity, which massive Cheshire, Suffolk Police, Inspector Kid Stanton, Becky Kid Stanton is doing some fantastic work with her team and all the partners, Ipswich Council, Ipswich Football Club. There's so many different partners, you know, it's too many to kind of...
So many amazing people all helping, Michael. Just real quickly, finally, in closing, as they used to say, now for something entirely different, coming back to St. Albans in June, another kind of offshoot. Tell us about the Caribbean event we've got to look forward to, just quickly.
Well, you've been watching us very closely now. Thank you very much for that. Yes, on the 1st of June, we're doing... a Caribbean Chill Runnings event supporting here locally in St. Albans, the Ollie Foundation. We don't just do sport, we do social evenings in support of charity. So that juggernaut has extended its arm not only into sport, football, basketball, but we do community events to support. We're for the community, with the community. It's that saying, working together. So the RAF will be supporting us with that, spreading some key messages around suicide, and it's quite a taboo subject. So we use that positive energy, positive vibe, working together. So a big thank you to Verity from the Ollie Foundation for believing in what we're doing, and we'll be working together and bringing the community of St. Albans together and beyond to support a fantastic charitable cause.
Michael, already looking forward to that. Always great to have you on the show. What can I say? Hashtag We Believe. Check out Kickoff at 3 across all social media. They're a force of good in what is often a bleak world, just consistently building. It's a juggernaut. Check them out. Kickoff at 3 across all social media. Michael Wallace, what can I tell you? Always a pleasure to speak with you. I wish you every continued success and happiness.
Thank you very much, Tony. From Ashley, who unfortunately couldn't be with us this afternoon, the RAF, who are big supporters of what we're doing, the Black Police Association, and all the Violent Crime Board, all our partners, all our friends, family, thank you. Keep an eye out, come and follow us, be with us, we're one family.
Top man. Thanks, Michael.